USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden appeared to be okay after he tripped and fell on stage during the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado today. He continued with his commencement speech and shook hands with graduates. He received assistance from nearby individuals to get back up. While delivering the commencement address at the Air Force Academy, the president reminded the graduates that
part of the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, that is the truth. That's the God's truth. That's not an exaggeration.
He also said they are part of the most diverse graduating class from the Academy in history. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will stay in session until the debt ceiling bill is passed.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
Last night, the House passed the bill that will suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years, and it includes non-defense spending cuts and policy provisions. A Senate vote could come as early as tonight. The CDC reports a significant increase in children's brain infections this past winter, the highest level in years. Cases are still rare overall, but doctors noticed a rise in hospitalizations caused by Streptococcus bacteria. The city of Tulsa is commemorating the one-year anniversary of a tragic hospital shooting which claimed 4 lives before the gunman killed himself. The hospital established a blog for staff members to share their emotions and provide mutual support. Additionally, they took a moment to honor the 4 victims, along with the first responders and hospital staff who displayed courage in the aftermath. Journalists who work for media giant Gannett, which owns the USA Today and hundreds of local newspapers, plan to go on strike next week, citing gross mismanagement by the company's CEO. The union representing the journalists wants Gannett to issue a vote of no confidence in Mike Reed. They claim he doesn't see the long-term value of investing in journalists. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The Senate has passed a bill to reject President Biden's student debt relief program. It was approved with a 52-46 vote after clearing the Republican majority House. Democratic Senators John Tester and Joe Manchin, along with Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema, joined Republicans in opposing the Biden plan. The president is likely to veto the bill. The program aimed to forgive up to $10,000 in loans for low-income borrowers and up to $20,000 for those who received Pell Grants. Sleep apnea or snoring may be associated with reduced brain volume. That's according to a French study. The research reveals that severe sleep-disordered breathing is linked to the shrinkage of a brain region related to memory. The study's lead author warned that untreated sleep disorders could elevate the risk of dementia. A former contestant on Family Feud is going to prison after killing his wife during a divorce and custody battle.
An Illinois county jury found Timothy Bleefnik guilty on all counts yesterday.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Timothy Bleefnik, guilty of first-degree murder, signed by the 4-person and 11 jurors.
Bleefnik was convicted on Wednesday for the murder of Rebecca Postel Bleefnik. He broke into the second-story window of her Illinois home in February and shot her 14 times. The victim's sister testified at trial that she got a text message from Rebecca warning to point the finger at Bleefnik if anything ever happened to her. I'm Skip Kelly.
For the first time in history, an NBA Finals game will take place in the city of Denver. The Western Conference champion Nuggets play host to the Eastern Conference champion Miami Heat tonight. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.